So I then went to the next lifeboat. People were beginning to get rather agitated, wanting to get off naturally. They were trying to get the women and children off.
How badly was the ship listing by this point when it was getting to be your turn?
It was just, well, by the time I didn't get on the next one.
Ah, right. It was, so take us through that.
Basically what happened was that people were trying to get on them and pushing, and I thought there was a danger of crush injuries and people being suffocated. So, and also the fact that it was important to get, because there was women who needed to get off and children as well. But there were men pushing against the barrier to try and get on board. I have to say that there's been some speculation about the crew, but all I can say is that the crew who were operating where I were was doing a very good job.
Which is good
under
to
difficult
hear.
Circumstances.
Yeah. And as we've heard, you know, one of the dancers from our part of the world was clearly helping people to get off and was there to the very end. And the passenger director was the man who was taken off yesterday with a broken leg. So he was clearly on there to the end as well.
Yeah.
Anything at this point being said about the captain? Because I'm intrigued by the fact that people seem to be saying, even at this point on certain muster stations, oh, the captain's already left the ship. Was anyone saying that when you were there?
I didn't hear that. No, I know nothing about the captain or the circumstances surrounding that.
Right. You were still. So therefore, your wife Liz went on that.
She went on
number 17.
That's right.
You were then thinking you were going on the next one, and then that didn't happen.
No,
take us on from there.
And I went from 17 to, I think it was about number 29 or something, and there was still a problem. So I found myself in a position where there were the inflatable life rafts, which they were also having difficulty in putting into the sea.
How long after this was your wife had gone at this point? How much time had passed between your wife Liz going down?
Well, all I can say is by the time that I got off, it was about an hour later.
Really? So in that hour, Ed, what was going through your mind? Was it merely just a question of I need to get on a lifeboat? Was it you were clearly thinking about women getting off first? Just take me through what was going through your mind.
Well, obviously. He began to realise the dangers because the ship was listing at quite an angle by the time I got off. And when I did get off, I didn't actually get off on one of the inflatables. What happened was I think a lifeboat returned who had already dropped off passengers and came back. And we were on the muster station, fourth deck, and we were then told to go down to the third deck and jump on board this life raft. Which we did. Those of us who were left in that area, we went down.